Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
If you want respect, you gotta earn it. Damn right!
We back to it. We here to do it. Another edition of Hard to Earn. What up, B?
What's going on, Tor?
First of all, before we even get into anything, you got a little vibe happening with you right now.
I thought it was R&B day.
I look like Ghost. You know when Ghost used to go kill people and wears all black shit? I look like that. Anyway, exactly, it is R&B day.
Yeah, man.
So,
but we not boxing anybody in though. You know what I'm saying?
No. Yeah. Clearly. Because this is genre defining, genre bending,
genre fluid.
You know
absolutely.
What I'm saying? Genre fluid.
Absolutely.
Gender fluid.
Absolutely.
All of that. Mad fluidity. Yeah. This album is still one of the hottest albums out. Record-breaking numbers it's doing. I think it's on course to be, I think, what we're talking about SZA. We're talking about the SZA album. SOS. I think 10 non-consecutive weeks at number one.
Yep.
If it does it one or two more times, it'll hold the record
for
a woman, which is incredible.
Absolutely.
Shout out to SZA, shout out to TDE. Yeah. Before we get into the conversation, when I was leaving the Grammys, when I was walking out the building, mm-hmm. after the historic moment I captured, talking about a regular Sunday.
Because I saw your name on the wall, too.
It was definitely at
the Grammys.
It was there. You saw my name on the wall. I saw SZA walking out the building. We walked out the building together. I just happened to look to my left, and it was SZA in all her splendor.
You just telling me this?
Yeah, I had to wait.
I had to wait to you.
I had to wait till the cameras were rolling.
You know, Grams is a few weeks ago,
I
bro.
I had to wait.
I had numerous conversations with you.
We don't have not-for-profit conversations no more.
Damn.
Any conversation that we have that's going to be worthy
okay. Is
going to happen on camera for the world to see.
Now I forgot all my notes now.
Yo.
For the whole episode now.
Because I looked over, I saw Punch. I was like, oh, what up, Punch? And then I was immediately not interested in talking to Punch about anything because SZA was right there.
Don't let me see.
Like how it looks? That's how I look.
I saw it on stage.
You know how I look?
I saw it on stage.
Do you see how it looked?
I saw how I walked away.
Did you see how it looked?
I saw how it looked.
That's how it looked.
It was nonfiction.
That's how it was nonfiction. Or the biographical.
Let's talk about Punch.
Listen, so SZA is, I mean, she looks amazing.
Right.
She sounds great. She got this new project that was very highly anticipated.
Huge.
There was so much back and forth between her and her fan base, her and her label.
She has a rabid fan base.
Right, her label demanding. And yeah. the parent company. Like, it was so
a
much.
Back and forth with her and Punch.
But the album came out, like I said, to critical acclaim and very much performing super well. You know, TDE is killing it. And I'll get into some of the funny kind of comparisons mm-hmm. as we get to these last two TDE albums, because I did see some similarities in there. But let's get to it, man. SZA, SOS.
SOS, intro. I mean, it's interesting. The title track is the first song.
Mm-hmm.
That's rare.
Mm-hmm. The title rap.
Title rap.
Right.
SZA has flows. Let's start that here. Because, I mean, we're going to go through. We got 23 songs to run through.
Right. You pull up a chair. Pull up a cool bed.
This will be, you know, we're not giving you the whole album now. We're going to give you half. Half now, half later. We're going to give you a deposit. You know what I'm saying? Balance in a couple weeks. But it's going to be a lot of praise for her flows because, as you know, she's a supreme songwriter. Supreme songwriter, and not just because she's great lyrically, but because of the delivery. Also, like mm-hmm. she flows like a rapper, and that's why she works in today's music scene because she's like T said, a genre fluid. She can do country music, she can do rock music, alternative music, R&B, soul music.
She proved all that shit.
Or she can rap.
Right.
And on this joint, I mean, with the soul sample, man, and like her just coming in black and like it's bars too.
I would have rapped to that beat.
Anybody would rap to
that. Yeah, I would have rapped to that.
I want
everybody
I want,
shouldn't.
I want to hear other people rap.
You want to hear other rappers?
I want to hear well, good rap. Only the good.
Yeah.
One.
Yo,
only
the good Punch, rappers. Liberate the beat, bro. Yeah, put the beat, let the beat out. Let you know that go. Let I might loop it up.
Get a drummer some.
So what do I have here? You know, she speaks to and for the generation, a certain generation
absolutely.
Of women.
She's a voice for
right?
the generation.
Yeah,
absolutely.
For sure, for sure. I just think it's a dope ass start.
I love the I love think the, it's
a dope, well, it was surprising though, right?
Because
although she has a rap cadence in her singing, mm-hmm. this felt to me more like rapping.
Absolutely.
Like it's Drake shit.
It's rap. Exactly.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
But harder. But,
don't do that. Don't do that.
It is.
The boy goes.
I'm talking about when he does a singy song thing. He doesn't
right,
even
right,
as
right.
hard as what I'm saying.
Well, sometimes. Sometimes he'll spit an ill verse and then just sing.
That's
for the
different.
Last eight.
No, see, that's different. She's throwing the song with the rapping. It's different, bro.
It's slightly
a different thing. Okay. Anyway.
But I was like, shit, she's really like.
And she's cocky. She's talking that shit. Also, she feels like, you know, there's some venom there. Like, you know, she's been away for a minute, letting mm-hmm. motherfuckers know she's back, hard as shit. You know what I'm saying? Got some wild lines in here, but also feeling like motherfuckers were biting her while she was gone.
That's a fact,
there's
though.
Some mini-me's.
That's a fact, though. I think the greats do take from
sure.
others. Everybody. Like, you're supposed to. That's what it's there for, right? I feel like you hear SZA's influence in the girls who've come after her.
For sure.
I mean, I think that goes across the board. You know what I'm saying? But, like, if you are going to be one of the greats, if you are going to be on the pedestal that SZA is on yeah. with two albums now, but with just Control under her belt,
yeah, yeah.
she was one of the ones.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, she was exalted as
yeah.
one of the next generations, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right.
And so I think the girls who came after her did pick a little bit off the tree. You yeah. know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But that's what you expect. And that's a good thing.
And if you're not, if you're doing your job, that's to be expected.
That's a fact.
You know what I mean?
That's a fact. What did you give SOS?
I gave SOS a 9.
Give it, yes, 9.
I give it a 9.
Solid start.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, not solid start. It's a damn good, this is a, I mean, only the flaws are that it should be longer. You know what I'm saying? And
that's what she said.
And a full year. Did she? Did she?
Man. She might as well. She said everything else. She said everything else. She might as well have said that shit too.
You. Man, listen.
And her surgeon.
Man, listen.
And I can say that.
She didn't need the surgery though, B.
I don't want to go there just yet, but we did kind of have a conversation that started, and you were, and I was like, let's hold it
yeah.
for the people. But we'll get into it. Let's get through a couple songs.
Okay,
so we
okay.
got a lot of songs.
But
his
bars
to get
on this
through.
Song, though, what I really like.
Okay,
when she was doing the whole coming back like snatch like a bandit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like
mm-hmm.
you know, come this ain't canned shit. More organic, like fresh squeeze. I'm dumping like press squeeze. Like she, mm-hmm. I mean, she was rapping.
No, no,
I was
she,
like,
she, but she's been barred up. Like
yeah.
on her songs,
no,
on her song, been, song,
she's,
oh, songs,
songs,
she's barred up.
Barred up yeah.
So she's
one
actually
of them.
Gonna,
she's
yeah,
one of them
if
writers.
She actually gonna dedicate herself to a more rap cadence.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't expect anything less than for her to say some
no,
shit.
No, she there's less, there's less raps on this. There's definitely less raps on this.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
but on so. This one, she, I said I don't expect
Supreme.
I don't expect
right, exactly.
You
Supreme.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So Nas across the board.
2 9 millies. Okay.
Kill Bill.
His first single, right?
For
well,
fake.
If you don't count.
Yeah, if you don't count the records that came out,
that 20, came out
20
years ago.
Years ago like,
right,
yo,
right,
what
right,
are we
right,
doing?
Right,
what are these doing on the album?
That was why they was beefing on Twitter.
Kill Bill's, the melodies on this record mm-hmm. are so good. Na, 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 na. It's so infectious.
It's like fairy tale women.
It's melodic.
Cold.
Yeah, it's melodic. It's like you like
nursery rhyme
nursery almost.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
know what I'm saying? Like, but not in an immature way, no. but just how appeasing it is to the ear, how appealing it is to the ear, how easy it is to sing along.
Yeah.
And I love that because if you catch me with the melody and you write like SZA, although not perfect all
yeah.
the time,
yeah.
I just know it's something there. Now,
I still love, like, that's
cool. yeah, like,
yeah, but nice. I like, yeah, I killed him, but again, I did it all for love. Like, that's another thing, too, right? Because we love this.
You
right?
shouldn't do that.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
That's a no.
And I have an existential question for you as well, right?
Oh, shit,
but like,
here we
yeah.
go.
But it's like, she does this well, right? Like these, she has so many deliveries on each song.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know how we praise
almost too much.
Almost too much. Exactly. A lot of stuff gets cluttered, right?
Yes.
Glad you said that.
And
okay.
I said I literally wrote that in my. I hate that some of the cadences get lost in each other.
So in this song, I feel like, I know this is a, I'm imagining this is one of SZA fans' favorite songs. Because again, it is really smart. It's really, you know, creative. It's whimsical. It also, you know, it sounds, because it sounds so fairy tale like. Like, mm-hmm. of course, it's going to blend over to like the mainstream audience. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, you know what I'm saying? So I mean, like, so I think it's a really smart record. But like, while I love the hook, the verses definitely feel too crammed for me. They feel too rushed, too paced. It's like it's too much of a fast pace.
Yeah.
So that's my criticism.
Because you lose shit. Exactly. And what I like about that in rap is when lines overlap with each other. Yeah. It almost feels like two people on a track. I think that in this genre, that's a disservice.
Yeah.
Like R&B records, shout out to my brother Rico Love. He teaches me so genius, much about genius. Brilliant. Like literally. Jesus. Like really a brilliant mind. Crazy. He teaches me so much about songwriting. I'll write some shit and cut it and send it to him and he'll break it down and tell me what works and what doesn't. But one of the things I learned in that.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
He was like, as a rapper, you want to say so much shit. Right. You want to get all... He was like, on the R&B shit, you got to let it breathe. Still come with the bars, but you got to let... Like, an R&B song verse can be four bars.
I think that's why Drake is such a good... I think that's why Drake is such a good rapper, because he gets those R&B sensibilities. So he applies those to spitting. That's why his bars hit like that. When he wants it to hit, he's going to get hit.
Oh, yeah, you know what
I'm
sure, saying? For sure.
It's like Mayweather, you know what I mean? When he wants to hit you, he's going to hit you.
The last line, like the closing line... Which she, you know, after you get to the kill my ex probably not the best idea.
Right.
Rather be in hell than alone. Yo, bro. I mean, she was barred up for the song. She was going, but like that shit, to leave us on that note.
I have that in my notes. And the crazy part is, that's where she becomes like the voice for like this generation, because how many of your homegirls
I don't know.
I don't mean the murder part.
Zero.
I don't mean the murder part.
I don't have any homegirls.
Oh, okay. Okay, let me talk to Ty. Let me talk to Ty. I don't have any homegirls.
Yeah, no friends.
No friends.
No friends.
All right, so, but you know of women who've had.
I don't know women.
You knew of women.
I never knew women.
I got two kids. Shit, you got some explaining to do, Ricky. But I'm saying, like, you know, there are women who out there who they will fucking take up. They will put up with so much shit. They will put up with getting their credit fucked up. They will put up with having a motherfucker on their couch. They will fucking be less of a mom just to make sure that they got somebody, a warm body in their bed, a dude to take them out, somebody to say to their friends that that claims them, just to say that somebody wants them, claims them. They'll put
right
up
now
with so much shit. So
you preach it right so now. That, hey, yo, bring the Bible out.
So that line.
Bring the Quran.
That line, man. That line.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather be in hell than alone. And it's great because, of course, it's a double entendre, right? She'd rather.
Oh, you preaching.
She'd rather be... Whether that's in jail, hell, whether that's the afterlife, right?
Or
without this person, the feeling of without
come
this person.
Come on, man. So you're going to break it down.
I mean, so maybe, I don't know if that's the triple filter water right there.
Hey, somebody look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you know what I mean? Preaching right now.
Yeah. Snoop Dogg with the pistol?
I mean, you nailed it, bro. You nailed it. Like, all of those feelings, and because... She's such an intelligent writer.
Right.
I don't second guess any of it. It could be all of it. It could be none of it. It could be some of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But because I know her skill set, I'm gonna give her all the credit. All the like credit. Every entendre I find, it's like, oh, it could mean this too. You know what I'm saying?
Give it up to her.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure. And like we, this is 9.
9?
Yeah.
Okay. I gave it an 8.5, and this is why I gave it 8.5. Because this song is really shit damn motherfucker. It's a really shit damn motherfucker.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I went back and forth between the 8.5 and the 9. Yeah. I ended up on the 9 because, like you said earlier in the breakdown, it leads the pack. It's the record like that has the cult like following.
Yeah,
for the women the first joint out there, and it's just one of those ones. Like I think it's gonna have some staying power. Like you said,
she got so many of these. Actually has a few better songs than this. So she got a...
For sure.
So I'm saying, like, that's why I'm like, I'm not even giving this that much credit because I'm like, okay, it was the first one and I get it why it was the first one, right? Mm-hmm. You get this going. You really give the warm-ups, you know, let them breathe, right? Because mm-hmm. She got heat. Like, when you know, when you 3 singles in and you need, like, another one to kickstart it, you got to bring out the big dogs and she's got them, man.
She got some joints. Yeah. She got some joints.
Got it. So 8.5, 9.
All right, bet.
Seek and Destroy.
Seek and Destroy. Yo, she's talking so crazy.
Slap.
She's talking so crazy.
A slap.
But she's talking crazy. She's
talking nuts.
Pause. New dick comes, I erect it. Wait, what, ma'am?
Bruh.
Ma'am.
No.
We're not going to start there?
No.
Wait, I see the
it's chasing facades in all directions. Mm-hmm. Chances are I've got no direction.
Right,
but if you're chasing facades, you probably...
Right.
You're not doing it on purpose, right? Begging my angels for protection.
Right, yeah. Wow. That's it.
Danger arise and I deflect it.
Mm-hmm. We getting barry.
New dick arise and I erect it. Ain't nothing better than pussy is new pussy.
Just the new. That new new.
Begging my angels for protection.
All right, go ahead.
What?
Okay, so say that then.
What?
Hey.
What?
Hey, young lady. Say that then.
She just said so
say that then.
Much.
Nah, she went crazy.
Shit.
And she made it sound marvelous.
Begging my angels for protection.
Protection?
But she's out here doing shit. She's
right,
out here doing...
right. So you begging the angels for protection because you out here doing some shit, bruh. But also because you moving
bruh.
In a reckless manner.
Bruh.
You know what I'm saying?
No, but she's playing victim and fucking protagonist.
Right. Come on, man. So you was at Sundance.
Yeah, you
stupid. So you do this.
We're premiering at Southwest and
Talk about it. You know, I took even like, you know, as we breaking down the lines, begging my angels for protection, watch over me and shit.
Yeah.
But are we even talking about protection in the sexual manner? You know what I'm saying? Like
moving
unprotected,
that.
Right? Because she talking so
first line, bro, is push me past my capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make me do it to you, boy. Like, she's talking that. I like gangsta SZA, man.
Yo, because she's...
I like gangsta SZA,
it's
man.
So believable, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's so, like, she just gives you that...
She's a Jersey girl.
Regular... Yeah.
She's a Jersey girl.
Like she looks amazing and she's super talented.
Don't get it twisted.
But don't...
Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, like, don't get this shit misconstrued
she,
at all.
She might be a little unstable on top of that, so...
Maybe.
Might be a little unstable.
I'm gonna put some money on it. If I'm a gambling man, you know what I mean? I'm a fan duelist, you know what I mean? How could she not be, bro? Look at all the complexity she gives you, all the duality she gives you in song, all of this mental, unstable conversation. Like, she gave you a whole album of that.
Bro, yeah.
She gave you a whole album of that.
Yeah.
It's really, like, it's good music, but it's heavy, too. Like, especially when you're doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
Like, really.
You have to really dive into it.
Yeah. Bruh. It's heavy. What'd you give Seek and Destroy?
I gave it another 9.
Give another 9?
Yeah.
I gave this one an 8.5.
Okay.
I mean, for the low-ski. Let's get to the low-ski.
Little trap vibe.
With Travis sensibilities in it. You know what I'm saying?
It's something more like Migos to me. Yeah. The echo. You're right.
I think it is Travis on it. But
because he's on the up, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
But yeah, that's the first thing I got too. This is definitely a trap joint. Mm-hmm. I think this one is pretty on the nose as far, especially with SZA's writing is concerned, because she can kind of give you so much in it.
Yep.
Title is low. You know, talking about you being a DL person on the low, and that's kind of what we get through on it.
I love the hook, and The hook is pretty much what I love most about this.
Yeah, because it's a vibe.
Yeah, it's a vibe. It's definitely a vibe. I actually would have liked this if it was somebody else's song. Like, I think this would have been fire, like, if SZA was, like, the guest and she had provided the hook on some, like, you know, Kendrick Lamar, you know, Black Panther soundtrack shit.
I'm going to say this, bro. For as much as I like the album, it's just a lot.
So much shit.
It's a lot. It's, even when I first listened to it, before we decided to actually review this album,
yeah,
I was having trouble pinning shit down at first.
Oh, 100%.
I was like, damn, it's just so much to take in. I had to, like, kind of do it in bits and pieces.
Because the songs start blending in.
Yeah, exactly. And you got to, like, kind of take a break from it and shit. But I'm not opposed to what you said about it being, if had it been someone else's record, it still worked because it's a dope joint.
No, it's a dope joint. I mean,
but she didn't need it.
She didn't need it for this project.
Exactly.
Because this song does what so many other songs did better.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I give it 8.
I gave it an 8. Yep. Look at we. Mm-hmm. Look at we. Mm-hmm. Love language.
Love language.
Talk to me.
So in case you weren't clear.
There's
some toxic love going on in this woman's world, B.
So I kept putting toxic, right? And then I had to come up with
another word.
There's
so much toxicity.
I was like, it's so toxic. Shit. I think I came with dysfunction. I don't know.
Is there too?
Yeah. So it's all there. It's all in there. Like ragu.
Yeah, I mean,
the love language conversation is a conversation that is being had, right? It's one of those like hot, catchy in the moment phrases and shit. What's your love language? These are my love languages, or you don't understand my love language, or you don't speak to me in my love language. Yeah. So for her to tackle that concept is.
But dysfunctional love, though. She wants his love language, but also at the same time is saying he's not good for her.
She said that numerous times, in numerous ways.
She said, but she's like, fuck that. I know you're not good for me, but I still want to know your love language. I know you lie to me. I know you say shit to hurt me. Like, this nigga's purposely saying shit to hurt her, and she's aware of this. That's the whole thing, too. She's hyper aware of why her shit is fucked up and still going towards it.
So this is track what on the album? Track 4. By track 4 or 5... I'm like, bro, get it together.
No, she doesn't.
No, I know she doesn't. But I'm just like, you know, and I'll say this later on in the album because it does get redundant to me at some point. But it's just like, damn, like it's almost frightening for me to think that this is what people are dealing with and going through. And, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and I'm glad you said that, right? Because. Yes, she's the voice of so many people, but like SZA works because so many people are hurt hurting.
Yo, yeah, but that's the part
but I feel like she
tugged at my heartstrings.
But I feel like
it's like damn, it's people like dealing with this shit like for real.
No, for real. But I feel like she validates the insanity instead of providing any balm. You know what I'm saying? Like she doesn't provide any therapy for anybody, just expression. Right. Oh, I feel seen. You're just as fucked up as me. Okay, we both gonna have a pill party that y'all both sick. Like, right. You know what I'm saying?
Where's the resolve? How do we get past this?
But at the same time,
third album.
Nobody gives me purpose like you do.
That's a bar.
What?
That's a bar.
Nobody gets that work up out of me like you do.
We talked about this on the Queen, shout out to the Queen Mary J. Blige, who popped out at the Nas concert. But we talked about this on the Mary album, right? The Share My World, when we're talking about how much power another person has over you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, she gives these dudes all the power.
But then she takes it back.
At times. But it gives it right back. Yeah. It's almost cyclical, which is the definition of insanity.
Big facts. Big facts. So you preaching today. You should have worn a collar.
You got your
lenses on. What'd you give Love Language?
8.5.
8.5. Yeah. Look at us.
Still a good song.
Look at we.
It still bops, but.
Right.
Yeah, but we're going to be saying the same shit.
Blind.
Too good.
It's bars on hair.
Too good.
It's bars this on hair, bro.
Everything. This song is too good.
She's talking crazy.
Delivery is insane.
It's insane. Yeah. Super pockets.
Might need to go to a. Play.
Take a little music break. We're gonna get to a music break, man. It's hard to earn. You know what the fuck we on.
She's so aware. That's what makes it amazing.
She's so aware.
She understands all. She can see all the bullshit.
Right, but she's blind though.
But she's blind.
because
she can see everything except the love inside of herself,
which is crazy.
That's insane.
Yo, can you break down a lyric for me?
Which one?
My pussy precedes me.
Well, I mean,
don't you ever sit up in a chair like that? Don't you ever sit erect like that, sir?
When they yapping about you before you walk in the room, the pussy was preceded.
Yo, Lord. Well, I like to get the proceedings this evening.
Exactly, the proceedings.
Oh, man, yeah, that's
my cringe. Pussy precedes me. I bet it does, SZA.
This is lying. You still talking about babies, and I'm still taking a plan B.
I'm still taking a plan B.
Wait, we're not on the same page, man.
Different books. Different size of the library.
I'm on audio book.
You're on the first floor of the library. I'm on the fourth. What are you talking about?
Oh, shit.
Holy shit.
Yeah, nah, she's going.
She blacked on this song.
And it's mad flows. It's so mad. Like, the pre-chorus is crazy.
Super rappy, too, right?
Super rappy. Like, SZA is rap cadence, bro. Yeah, she is rap cadence. She can get ballady. She has at times, but she's, like, her sweet spot is rap cadence.
Seriously, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Fucking on my ex because he validates me.
Yo, damn. It's not just what she said, it's how she said it.
Yeah.
Like, the flow sound crazy. Another thing I learned from Rico, and I think I take this when I listen to music now, mm-hmm. You should be able to take the lyrics from the song, mm-hmm. write them out on the paper, and read a cohesive sentence that makes sense. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like,
which we love to do.
Right. So for as much as you could be saying some shit and making it sound good, like, say some shit that's still... when you just look at the words, still makes sense.
Yeah, it reads, you know, well.
It reads well.
Absolutely.
She's wild on this record.
She wild the fuck out on this joint, man.
What'd you give Blind? Or do you have more? You got more? I don't want to rush you. I mean, it's a lengthy album.
I could talk about this song, honestly, for fucking days. I mean, it's so embarrassing. B, she knows.
It's so embarrassing.
She's so aware of it. It's embarrassing. And yet I'm still with the fucking bullshit. She's still taking the plan Bs. She's still taking dude back. Like, she knows that what she has in her, but still can't recognize it. Like, it's crazy, man.
Another thing about, you know, like, we talk about Jasmine, we talk about Ari, we talk about the new age and the new generation of our female R&B stars, is that I think that they're so much more open with their sexuality, and it's refreshing to hear. Mm-hmm. But like I said, when we were talking about Jasmine some time ago, it's almost like we privy to a conversation that we weren't for a really long time.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
It's like she's talking to the ladies and for the ladies, yeah. But the guys are listening.
Right, and saying shit that you may have heard before or has been spoken about for centuries, whatever the hell, but like, nobody actually put it on wax, mm-hmm. or especially not in the black community. You
for
know
sure,
what I'm
for
saying?
Sure. So. Yeah, like, you know, like if, like when your girl go in the barbershop and she hears some of the barbershop talk, like we're hearing what the ladies are saying behind closed doors.
Yeah.
In open spaces now.
Yeah, yeah.
What'd you give it?
Gave it up.
You gave it up?
Gave it up.
Gave it up. Up here?
Gave it up.
So you was here, you went up here?
Gave it up.
So you gave it up?
I gave it up.
So when I asked you earlier in the episode,
yeah.
if it ever went up, yeah. and you know what I mean? You chose.
Yeah,
all right, stop. Don't use that word and look at my face. Yo, don't use that word and look at my face. I'm going to fight you.
It's crazy. It's so embarrassing.
Blind. Oh, shit. Yeah, no, Blind is great. I did give it a 9.5, though.
Okay.
I did give it a 9.5.
Yeah, I gave it originally 9.5. I had to give it up, though, bro.
I'm not mad at that. You don't even know how to get mad at me.
It's a flawless song, B.
Like, it's just like...
And the writing is a fucking 12.
It's
You know what I'm saying? Like,
the writing saves some of the songs later on, in my opinion.
that's another thing. That's one of my notes. I mean, I guess we'll hop to it, right? But like... She's so nasty lyrically, she makes up for the, mm-hmm. like the production doesn't have to do much.
Right.
Because she has so many flows, the beat doesn't have to do much.
Right.
You don't need
right.
a bunch of Just Blaze change-ups. Like, she's...
I do, Just, what's up?
She's a change-up. She's a change-up.
She's a change-up. She's a clap. She's a Just Blaze clap.
She has so many fucking change-ups, man. Like, you don't need the beat to do a lot.
Nah, she does a lot. She does the most, and we love it.
She does the most of it.
Used, featuring Don Toliver.
Yeah.
Shout
out
to all my peoples in Texas.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, interesting song. She's talking about, you know, her not being able to trust anybody, mm-hmm. right? but it really comes back full circle where she doesn't really trust herself. You know what I'm saying? You know, I think when she said her sanity's a 6.7. Her sanity's at a 6.7. Like, yeah, yeah.
Ma'am.
Yeah, that's about right.
Man, we need to do something about that, though.
That's another thing, right? We're just gonna skip over that?
That's not a good score. We can't just gloss over that.
You don't even want the hard-to-earn score to be a 6.7. Like, your sanity? Way more important.
She'd probably be more concerned with the hard-to-earn score.
That's a problem.
You got the album of what?
Man, you're not stable.
You are unstable, no. Ma'am. So, because we got a guest on this one, and we don't have really a lot of guests on it, we have talked about Don Toliver. He's appeared on other albums. He's appeared on the Pusha T shit. And I like Don Toliver, man. I like his projects. I like what he brings to the game. It's not very different from what people were doing, but I do like him. I do like his shit. I thought his last album was really solid. Like, nowadays, a lot of the music is a vibe, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
Don Toliver's
Biggie has songs. Hov has songs. Pac has songs. Mm. Now, like, they had songs.
A$AP Rocky's a vibe.
Like, some of this new shit is just a vibe. And if you can get into it, though,
yeah,
it's good. Like, I could ride to the Don Toliver album. If I got a drive, I might put that on. You know what I'm saying? So
Dom Kennedy's like that too. Vibes. You know what I mean? It's not like
I really like Dom Kennedy.
I like him. But good vibe. It's not like he's wowing you really, but like you can ride. You said ride out to it. If I'm on the coast on the west, you know what I'm saying?
I gotta go back to the Yellow Tapes. Oh, good. That's a good project.
I've heard that in forever.
It's a good project. That's the one that put me on.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm here for the people.
Like a big one. Torrey Blunt for that one. Hell yeah. That's right.
For sure. Any other notes on Used?
Do you feel that you can't trust anybody who hasn't been broke with you? That's an ill line, man.
I mean, it's an ill line.
I get it.
I super get it, especially because, like, shit, man, my lady, we slept on air mattresses together.
Yeah, she been here, right?
We worked at McDonald's together. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I did.
Hey, y'all, what's up? It's Devin here from Money Honeys. If you're a fan of learning about your business and finances through storytelling and pop culture, then you got to be sure to check out and subscribe to Money Honeys, a show that covers the nitty-gritty of maintaining your personal wealth through fun conversation. And you know what? It's brought to you exclusively by the Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip-hop, powered by creators.
I did. I was damn good at it, too.
I was damn good at it. I hope so. Because you're really good at a lot of things. I hope you were good at fries.
I excelled. You hear me?
I prevail. Like, okay. The fries are contacted.
The fries was frying, by then. You talking about it? Hey, yo, get those out the vat. Get those out the fry vat.
Right now. You're perfect right now.
Yeah, man. They golden.
You know what I mean? He was the original salt bag.
Listen, if you put too much salt on the McDonald's fries, you ruin the whole batch.
My man does that. I'm going to call him. My man Smirk takes McDonald's French fries.
We're supposed to save the names and save the innocent and guilty.
He's not in here. He knows. The world needs to know his fucking trash. He needs to be tarred and feathered for this.
This dude
pours out the McDonald's fries, takes packets of salt, and dices them, B.
They're perfectly salted.
I've been saying this since we were kids.
I went pretty high on Blind.
You did?
Oh no, I'm sorry. We've had Blind on Used.
You went high?
I went pretty high on Used.
Oh, okay. I did not.
No?
No.
Did you go low?
I thought it was a cool. Nah, no, I think gave it an 8.
Okay.
I think it's a cool joint. It's a good joint, but like compared to the heat and the shit that's about to come, and
this started the wave for me.
Really?
Well, no, the wave has been started. I'm looking at the numbers. The wave has been started because I was just looking at what's after this, and I was like, oh, it's kind of wavy.
Oh, it's coming.
Yeah, it's wavy.
Oh, it's coming, buddy.
But I did land on a 9.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
Great. Yeah, that's a cool joint. I mean, it's nothing exceptional. Compared to on SZA standards.
SZA definitely sets the bar very high, but this record is dope. I kept going back to it like,
really?
Nah, this shit is hard. I fuck with it.
You know what didn't get an 8, though?
What? Snooze? Talk to me.
You know what I didn't sleep on?
You didn't snooze on Snooze?
Bruh. Babyface and SZA, though?
Dysfunction, though. Very dysfunctional.
No, Babyface and
no,
SZA.
No, yeah, that's incredible. But that's the first thing I got, and it's in all caps. But, yeah, that functions. Those two function.
Yeah, that's the Bay function right there.
right.
But like
I'm out here trying to function.
They are functioning, but well. But bro, like, so she though, this is, I told you I like Ratchet Scissor, right? But like now that she's on some like hood chick, right? Like I like the nigga who's strapped. I want the thug nigga. You know what I'm saying? I like the nigga who rolls just up.
Next time say my name, baby. You know what I mean? At me. You know what I mean? At me.
Yeah. If you want some crimes, this gotta do it for you right
at
here.
At me. You know what I mean?
But yeah, she's on her little Kim like ride or die shit, man. You know, testifying, hiding body smashing and grabbing, makeup sex, dysfunctional sex. You know, let's take this argument upstairs. Like, yo,
let's take this argument.
Don't talk to me like that.
Yeah, no, talk to me like that.
Yo, this song is really fucking good, right? Like, it's crazy because she's so good writing. This could have been a beautiful song. A beautiful song.
Talk about it.
It could be a beautiful song about like recognizing somebody's value. Like, you hear this shit?
Mm-hmm.
But she fucks it up.
I was going to use the N-word.
But she what?
She niggas it up.
She niggas it up. Yeah, she fucks man. It up. Like, when you hear like the second verse, like it's like, oh, these are beautiful lyrics. Like, mm-hmm. why wouldn't you want this to be in your life?
Mm-hmm.
But then like at the end, it goes all downhill.
This is like, so like these lyrics specifically, like you can pull these off the page and read it and it reads very cohesively and it's just really well written. Whether you love where it goes subject matter wise or how it ends, turns out, you know, that's the opinion, right? You know, you have your preference, but as far as the technicality of it, it's done superbly.
Superbly, man.
It's done superbly.
Superbly, man.
Yeah.
But it's so bad.
But it's good.
It's so bad, it's good.
How good?
Another 9.
9?
Yeah.
I gave 9.5.
Ooh.
What up? I went upstairs.
You like this one.
I went up there.
I'm not mad at it.
I went upstairs. Yeah, I went upstairs.
It's superb, like you said.
I went upstairs. Yeah, it's superb, I was right upstairs. B is bopping. Are you bopping to Notice Me?
Yeah.
You just hear it yet? Because not playing in the room.
In my head it is. We doing this.
I don't know what B was doing before the episode started.
I'm sober. I swear. I promise you. I'm high on that shit.
So we've complimented Scissor's writing a lot, and the pockets that she finds, but the cadence on this record is so crazy.
So good.
It is so good, bro. And she talking crazy like a thug. She's sunning in words.
She's like, well, we'll get to all right, but kinda. So the line of the song is,
what's the line of the song?
I don't want to be your girlfriend. I just want to be your person.
I stopped in my tracks.
I'm like, I feel seen. Like, hold up.
Be like, I'm a person.
I heard. No, I'm like, no, I used.
No, but I've, yeah,
I would, feel, you know what I'm saying? Like, go. That sound like.
That sound like the.
You know,
the records that really hit home be that's my shit.
I mean, she made me feel guilty a couple times because I could have did better.
Nah, bro. It's a song.
Oh, yeah?
It gets later in the album. When it's, yeah, we'll get to it.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead. Finish talking your shit.
Yeah, I mean, now, I think she's lying.
You
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think she's settling.
She told us this over and over again already.
Right. I think she's settling
because
he still got somebody.
Yeah.
He still got somebody. So she's like, all right, fine, whatever. You call me up, you need me, whatever. You say you love me, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'll take all of that shit. But you're settling.
She gave us that before. She gave us The Weeknd before.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like,
right. Hey,
I'll send him home to you. I just need The Weeknd.
Yeah.
This is from that same toxic mindset.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like, I don't want to be your girlfriend. Right. I just want to be your person. Right.
But
that shit stopped me in my tracks, though. Man. But, you know, like you said, man, like, and like I said, like, that line just meant so much to me because it was so much to it. It was so much in it to unpack. And I think she went ham on this one, you know?
It got ugly at the end, too, but yeah. I mean, this is not one of those songs I love. I think it's a good song.
Right.
You love it? You love it?
We'll see. We'll get to the ratings.
Loves it. Okay.
We'll get to the ratings.
I love it, man. I love it. I love the attempt at what she does. The song itself, like, you know, sonically, I mean, it's cool. I think it's a good joint. I gave it an 8.
You gave it 8?
Yeah, I gave it 8.
I gave it a 9.
Yep. Okay,
all right. Yeah.
Love it.
Shit. Whoa.
This is a great song. Gone Girl is a great song.
It's one of ones.
Gone Girl is a great song, man.
One of the ones.
Damn, son.
I mean, there's some ones on here. It's one of them.
This is a beautiful song, man.
I mean.
And, you know, and the thing is, because she's so good, again, lyrically, it's not a lot of crazy production on this album.
Nah.
And it doesn't need to be.
No, it's fitting.
Because she does so much. But this is a really well-produced song. It's as well-produced as it is well-written.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I totally agree with that.
So, it's deep, too.
How deep?
A lot of entendres.
Okay.
So the Gone Girl, right? And I'm not even completely clear on here. I want to throw some theories at you. You let me know what you think.
Okay, go ahead. I think we might be in the same boat.
So Gone Girl.
Uh-huh.
Love the line.
Uh-huh.
You're squeezing too hard, you're going to lose me.
Uh-huh.
Right? I think she's flipping out. She's going crazy.
Okay.
Right? So that's the Gone Girl. That's one girl.
That's one girl, right?
He's squeezing too hard, you're going to lose her. Gone Girl.
Mm-hmm.
There's a part of me told that feels like, and there's no lyrical evidence, concrete evidence.
Come on with it. Keep going.
He's talking about the dude's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to drop her because she's gone and get with this.
Okay. I was thinking right up until if she's gone girl, is she going to the other side?
Oh, shit.
Is she gone girl?
I didn't even fathom that.
It's just so much there. Also, Gone Girl.
Is SZA bye?
I just want to say hi. I don't want to say bye.
I love seeing her walk away.
That's why we're here together doing this. You're dumb. The movie too, right? Just totally sidebar.
Yeah.
Really good movie. I'm not the biggest Ben Affleck movie guy, but that was a really good movie. I think it was a book actually, and then they made it a movie.
Yep.
But yeah, so it's so much there. But yeah, like you said, like I was trying to unpack it, and I was going through the lyrics, and I was like, okay, I can point this to this.
Yeah.
I can point this to this. Yeah. But there was still some shit lingering, like you said, there's no real lyrical evidence of bisexuality, right?
No.
But does that mean?
Because she's also
different Gone Girl. Because it's the way she said it. She's gone girl.
Yeah. Like gone, like give it up.
Right.
Gone girl.
She gone girl. But also has she gone girl.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because
she's gone. Like you squeeze it. If you squeeze something too much, you're gonna lose it, right? It's out of there.
So it's a lot there.
And I think that we need to get SZA on the podcast and to break it all down.
Let's do that.
We like you that. You coming?
Whoa.
All right.
Not
pause. Yo, come on. Let's finish up.
I mean, you have to be here. If you want to take that day off,
I'll hold it down. No, I don't want you to. I work here. It's my job, too.
Yo,
W9 me.
Jesus Christ.
You know what I mean? Where we at?
I need more space and security.
Mm-hmm.
I need your touch, not your scrutiny.
Mm.
You're squeezing too tight, you're losing me.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Again, it goes back just to the dysfunction of it.
Mm-hmm.
She's craving this man, yet is recognizing the specific dysfunction in the relationship.
Mm.
Like, you talk about, like, she sees all the red flags. Some people can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, you ain't not seeing it? No, she sees all the red flags.
You know, like, when people that don't need to steal some shit because of the excitement, it's the adrenaline. Yeah. I think that's part of the connectivity in a relationship is that I know this shit is bad for me. I want more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's an addiction to dysfunction.
That's, wow.
It's an addiction.
Wow. The stanzas is crazy. The pre-chorus is crazy.
I need less voices, just you and me.
Mm-hmm. That's real shit. We don't need all these people.
But that's what I'm saying. I think that's part of like the insanity part, like going, like I'm going mad.
Then that's another devil, right?
I need less voices.
Because we don't need everybody in our business and our conversation. I just need you and me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Or I got voices in my head.
I hear all of these motherfuckers in my head.
Yeah,
it could be a little bit of both.
Yeah. You know, like when it's that crazy, the pussy proceeds.
You gotta stop saying that word.
No, you're gonna get banned. No.
We can't put this on YouTube.
It's her lyrics.
I have to label it a specific way.
It's her lyrics.
If you say it two more times, we can't play it for kids.
No more. Can't play it for kids. Kids should not be listening to that.
Go listen to this episode. Go lay down.
Please don't listen to this. Go listen to Mary J. Blige.
What did you, because that's so much better. What did you?
Better than this episode.
Oh, the Mary J. episode.
Yeah, Mary J. Yeah. episode.
I thought you meant like go listen to like my life album.
No.
Gone Girl. It gone.
8.5
8.5 Yeah. I'm a little higher.
How high?
Well, you got 8.5
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a little higher than that, which would be what?
A 9
I want a little higher than that.
9.5
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Right, I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at that. It could probably be, I'll probably give it a 9
Honestly. I love Gone Girl.
Gone Girl is so, I love it's it. It's a smart record, too. It's a really smart
it
record.
It just, it's really sonically pleasing. Yeah. Like, it just she hits sounds, so, yeah.
That's the thing, man.
And her tone is,
that's like, why she gets away with so this unique. Shit, Tor. She sounds so fucking good.
And her tone is so unique. Like,
yeah.
Especially with all of the clutter.
Yeah.
And
nobody sounds, you're right.
Nobody sounds like SZA. Like, it's very distinct. There's some women, and I won't say any names, but there's some, you're like, who is that? Is that? When it's Solana, you know it.
You know
it. Nobody sounds like her. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
The rest of mini me.
For sure. Smoking on my X-Pac.
Tonight.
That's that TDE shit, huh? That's
TDE shit, clearly.
It's an interlude.
Yep.
It's interlude-y.
It's actually, it's kind of similar to the first track on the album.
That has way better rapping, though.
Way better rapping.
That's way better rapping.
Way, that's what I'm talking about. Very, like, very how do you big, go from that?
It was a big dip in the rapping. How you set off
drops to your intermission.
I was like, yo.
What is she rapping like that?
Yeah, she was, I was like, so what happened?
She's being bad on purpose? Like, why? Like, why is this on this album?
The beat is heat, though. I like the beat.
I can't even respect the beat as much because I was just so baffled at why, like, she's...
Yeah, she
why
is she could've called
so
my phone.
Bad.
She definitely could have called my phone. She needed...
She didn't need to call nobody's phone.
You know, she could have called my phone.
She could have just left this shit off or rewrite this shit. Like, why is it on the album?
But even with that, right? Even in the joints that are flawed or that we can point more flaws out, them whole accusations weak. Them bitch accusations true. You know what I'm saying? Like...
Shit.
She's still dropping lines. She's still talking her shit on here.
She ain't dropped it right, though. It reads well.
Well, it reads well.
It reads well.
But that was one of the lines that I liked. Smoking on my X-Pack tonight.
Sparse. Why is she flowing? Why is the delivery like this song is so annoying? Like,
is she taking shots at Drake?
I don't know. They got history.
It's like, so that's public knowledge that they have history at this point. Mm-hmm. I think when Kendrick was talking about smoking on your top five, he was most definitely taking shots at Drake.
Of course. And
well, everybody, and but I'm future. we just speaking Drake right now because I just felt like there might have been some.
What was the Drake SZA thing again?
They dated.
But was it? There was an issue though, right? Something specific. Like
I don't know
he
about
did or something. Okay,
I don't know about any issue. I know he dated her. They kicked it early on. But yeah, I just was like, cause like a lot of the shit, you know, cause she talks about your favorite rapper, you know, your favorite rapper in the NBA, your favorite rapper, whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I was just
also
like,
your favorite NBA player, like
yeah. all them niggas, yeah. all them N-words.
All them N-words.
Smoking on my, did you rated it?
No, but if you forced me to rate it,
it would be
a 7.
Be a 7?
Yeah.
I gave it an 8.
Really?
Yeah.
That's probably a good score, Tor.
Yeah, that's
not a good
score. Well, that's... Higher, baby. That's higher than probably it should be, but it's not. Yeah. On this album, as I'm looking back, that's probably the lowest anything has gotten.
Yeah.
And only one thing, and only something goes a little lower.
This is the worst song
on the
album.
I'm looking later. But maybe a 7.5 Okay. 7.5 Okay. I say. I drop a half point. Ghost in the Machine. So we'll do this one, and then because this has been a lot of episodes, it's been a lot of songs, it's been a lot to digest.
Yeah,
pause.
Yeah.
I think that
it's a lot of, I'm emotionally spent right now.
He's spent.
Spent right now, baby.
You fucking jumping around like a lunatic, looking directly in the camera and gyrating and shit.
I had a great prompt. You set it off, making me picture her at the Grammys.
No, you saw her. You watched.
But
you
brought
saw
it back up though. I was ready to focus on my notes and these bars, and you brought back visuals, and it had the nerve to tell me you saw it in cosine that it looks the same.
You know, it's crazy too.
As chocolatey.
I dropped the ball because I'm not the yo, let's take a flick guy, but that should have been one of those moments.
For me, at least.
Hey, man.
At the minimum.
No, man. Why not take a picture for you?
At the minimum, because you love me.
I do, but you don't want to see
that's
me.
That's the way you show it. If I was in
you
Dallas.
You want to see me hugged up with SZA?
I do want to see you.
Good man.
Absolutely.
Because my son is still mad at me over the Ice Spice video.
mad at you for that too. I was trying to get over that. This is how you could have made up with the Ice Spice thing.
If you were mad at me for being with Ice Spice, you would have been worse, more mad at the Apollo. You'd have been more mad at me being with SZA.
I was happy to see you with Ice Spice. I was like, damn, my man was there. At least hard to earn osmosis was there.
Yo, Osmosis Jones, you're really in rare form today. Can you distract me from all the disaster? Can you touch me and not call me after? Yo, what's up with this young lady, bro?
Where we at? You want help? You don't want to stay here? I don't understand. Like, I'm confused.
She likes
a dysfunction.
These thoughts too, though, right? It makes me realize how dysfunctional I was at one point because can you be cool with us kicking it being physical and then you getting low? Can you just go on?
Act like you don't really like it.
Let's not do any of that. Wow. Let's do this.
Ignore your feelings.
And not do that. Yeah.
Ignore your feelings so I can have what I want.
I don't care about your feelings.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy times.
Man, what a time.
Crazy times.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. Y'all lack humanity. I'm drowning in vanity.
Mm.
Like lines. It's just lines, man. So, it's lines.
So this song, yes, of course she's using, this is where she gets slick with it, right? Because like, you could be like, damn, like does she talk about anything else other than fucking boys and heartbreak, right? But it's like, I feel like she's even using, again, double entendre, she's using the relationship and maybe not being seen in a relationship or dealing with fake motherfuckers or dudes who are doing, like, you know, like you said, just using her for, you know, whether it's just a physical thing or not letting her address her feelings. Mm. But also she's addressing what it's like being a celebrity. Mm. Talking to the industry. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just care about TikTok and Instagram and you know, surface shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm trying to have a connection with you guys, but you just want to talk about what's the hottest shit or my songs. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I was even reading like
that's the Ghost in the Machine.
Yeah,
like down to
the machine
title part.
Is the industry.
Right. That's the
you know what I'm saying?
And but that was also, I think that was a movie too, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so. Yeah. But I mean, like, even listening, like, she had a album release party in L.A. for this album. Yo, she got there and left in a half an hour. Like, she's very much an introvert, you know what I'm saying? Like, which is probably why she's such a good writer. But you hear her lyrics and it's like, yo, where's this person? Like, the niggas only, what's the record when she's like, I only scream in the bedroom or some shit like that?
I don't remember which one that is, but I remember that line.
But like, you could tell, like, she probably has, I was gonna say two sides of her, but she probably got multiple sides. Mm-hmm, like that ratchet side, the wild out chick side.
I mean, we've seen it. She's giving us that. She's giving us a little bits and pieces of all of that, right? And just like you said, even on Gone Girl, like with the voices, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's schizophrenia, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like so she gives us a lot of, like I said earlier, there's so much here to dive into, but it really speaks to the complexity of what we are in society.
Oh, 100%.
And what people are dealing with every day. 100%. You know what I'm saying? 100%. Which is another reason why she's been number one for all of these weeks. Because people are going back to these records and living in these records.
That's a good point, right? We had that issue with Kendrick, right? We were like, yo, we can't review Kendrick right away because it's so much. You got to live with it, unpack it. This album, it's 23 songs on this album, and like while these aren't like, it's not a super long album. This album's only a little over an hour, right? But it's just like short. But like she puts so much into these like 2.5 minute songs.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? It feels like more than what it is. Like it's like, oh man, we're 10 songs in, and I'm like, over here
because she's talking.
Yeah, she's talking for real. These aren't light songs.
This ain't no fluff shit.
Even with Kill Bill, and she sounds all whimsical, like. It's you talking about murder,
double homicide, for
the sake of love. Like, that's crazy, man. Anyway,
hey, love make you do the craziest shit. Love and religion.
That's my existential question. We could probably end the episode on this one. Does society have a warped definition of what pure love is, or is there no such thing as pure love, and love just has a beautiful and ugly side?
I give you the answer to that and more next week on Hard. shit. There's no
I don't have the answer.
There is no answer. There is no real answer to that. Love is, there's no clear cut definition because it means so many.
Singular, like art?
Yeah, it means so many different things to so many different people. Yeah. You know, it's not one thing you can pinpoint because for all intents and purposes, it's a feeling. Mm-hmm. And that feeling can come from a lot of different things. You know what I'm saying? A lot of different places.
It affects you according to your wiring. Exactly. And your experiences.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It affects you according to your wiring.
Yeah.
Precisely.
No doubt.
You want some shit today.
Yeah, man.
You want some shit today. So let's rate this one and then we'll come back and finish up this incredible SZA album. What did you give Ghost in the Machine?
Didn't love Phoebe on this really.
She didn't add.
I love the double hook.
Didn't add anything to me.
Yeah, I'll give it an 8.
Give it an 8.2.
Okay.
Word up. That's what it is. All right, listen, man.
Chill.
You know the vibes. Like, subscribe. This is the first half of this episode. We're going to double back on y'all.
It's Women's History Month, so it's going to be SZA all March for Hard to Earn. You know, hope y'all appreciate it. It's a lot to dive into this album, so we couldn't do this in one episode. You know, so pop back if you know next week for the part 2.
If you want respect, you got to earn it. Damn right.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.